Jay McShann, the last of the great pianists and bandleaders who epitomized Kansas City jazz in the 1930s and 40s, died yesterday at the age of 90. McShann grew up in Oklahoma and came to Kansas City in 1937, back when it was the capital for boogie-woogie, blues, and swing. There he assembled his now legendary big band. Some of his sidemen included bassist Gene Ramey, drummer Gus Johnson, and blues shouters Joe Turner and Walter Brown. But McShann's most remarkable find was Charlie Parker, who made his recording debut with McShann. The big band split up during World War II when McShann and most of his musicians were drafted. After the war, listeners lost track of Jay McShann. But the 1970s brought a resurgence of interest in the Kansas City style, and McShann started recording again, in solo and small group settings. In 1987, he came to our studios to perform and to talk with Terry Gross.
Jay McShann, welcome to Fresh Air. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Terry, and it's a pleasure to be here.
If I may, can I make a request for the opening? Could you open with one of the songs that you wrote and that is named after you, Hootie Blues?
Be glad to. So long, but I had a little break, you see. Well, I'm doing all right. Well, I found a little Cupid doll. Well, I'm doing all right. Well, I found a little Cupid doll. Well, she lives three flights out, and she sends me with a smile. Well, she calls me her lover, yes, and a beggar too. Well, she calls me her lover, yes, and a beggar too. Now ain't you sorry, little girl, that my new little girl ain't you. Yes, and a beggar too. Well, she calls me her lover, yes, and a beggar too. Now ain't you sorry, little girl, that my new little girl ain't you. Ain't you sorry, little girl, that my new little girl ain't you. Ain't you.
That sounds absolutely terrific. My guest is Jay McShann at the piano. Can we go back to around the period when that tune was written, back to the 1930s when you came to Kansas City and started putting your big band together? Kansas City was a real mecca for jazz then. What were your first impressions when you got there?
Well, my first impression was I was excited and seeing all this happening and guys like Joe Turner, Pete Johnson, playing all the boogie-woogie. Joe Turner singing blues right off the top of his head, you know, he'd make up words as he'd go along. And all these musicians are playing all this swing music, you know, and musicians from north, east, south, and west, and it was excitable. It was exciting.
What would you do to go recruit musicians? Where would you go to hear who the best musicians were?
Well, the way I did, I even went up to Omaha. And at that time, Nat Towles had one of the finest bands in the country. And I went up to listen to some of his musicians play. And when I left Omaha, I left there with about four of them.
Was that considered bad form to steal musicians from somebody else's band?
Well, no, it's not bad form as long as, you know, if they owe the band leader, then you give them the money to pay the band leader and bring them on. Really, it's nice, much nicer for them to give a notice, you know, but, you know, guys do things like that.
Probably the greatest discovery you made was finding Charlie Parker and getting him into your band. How did you decide to recruit him?
Well, I just happened to be passing through the streets one night, and they'd piped all the music out in Kansas City, and I heard this particular sound, and so I went in to see who it was, and then so we met and we talked, and he told me he'd been out of town because I thought I hadn't been in Kansas City very long, and I thought I'd met most of the musicians. So he said he'd been down in the Ozarks with George Lee's band, and it's hard to get musicians to go down there because it's so dead, you know, and like, cats like to be around where the happenings is, you know. And so he said he wanted to do a little woodshedding, so he went down there with George's band.
And then you got him in your band. Was I think Jumpin' Blues, I think. Did you co-write that with him, Jumpin' the Blues?
Yes, we did.
Could you play it for us?
Okay.
This is a song that my guest Jay McShann co-wrote with Charlie Parker. Jumpin' the Blues, played by my guest, Jay McShann. Around, during the war, you were drafted, right?
That's true.
A lot of guys in the band were drafted. Did you realize that was going to be the end of the band?
Well, no, I didn't have any idea that would be the end of the band because at the time we were booked about a couple of years ahead and we were really stretched out. But they had been trying to catch up with me and we was on the road traveling. They couldn't find me, so we played a one-night stand, so then they took me right on to Leavenworth after that, doing an admission.
Huh. what happened after the war when your big band had split up? What did you decide to do? Where did you go?
Well, after the war, you know, most of the dance halls were made into...
clubs?
Most of the dance halls, you know, were made where they, you know, throw these balls.
Bowling alleys.
Bowling alleys, yeah, I couldn't even think of it. And then it was quite expensive to move a big band then.
Yeah.
But it had gotten quite expensive, and then people were buying combos, small groups, smaller groups, 4, 5, and 6-piece groups.
Now, you went back to Kansas City after the war, and you were playing in clubs there. Were you sorry to be off the road at all? Did you miss it when you decided to stay home in Kansas City?
Well, not necessarily. I wouldn't say that I missed it because I had a lot of fun with the kids coming up, you know. And that was one part I didn't want to miss. I want to see them grow up, you know, and have fun with them, in which we had a lot of fun together.
Jim McShann, can I ask you to play something else for us? How about a standard? This isn't the kind of thing you used to play back in the old days.
Okay. And when I growl too old to dream, your love will be in my heart. So kiss me, oh kiss me my sweet, and now let us part. And when I growl old to dream, well, your love will be in my heart. Kiss me, my sweet, and now, oh, let us part. And when I growl too old to dream, your love will be in my heart. Well, your love will be in my heart. Well, your love will be in my heart.
Wow. Jay McShann performing in 1987 in the Fresh Air Studios. The influential Kansas City jazz pianist and band leader died yesterday at the age of 90.